Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Tes. We're holding on daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. We're at the Mishnah on the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is going to tell us that there are four categories of Karban Mincha. There are those Karbanos Mincha that require both Shemen and Levona, those that require neither Shemen nor Levona, those that require Shemen but not Levona, and those that require Levona but not Shemen. Most of them require Shemen and Levona, but you know there are exceptions, and the Mishnah is going to go through the list. And the Gemara on Amud Aleph is going to go through how we know those exceptions, meaning how we know that the particular karbanos that do not, what the drushes are from the psukim, that for example, the lechem apanim has no shemen, even though it has levona, that minchas nesachim has no levona, even though it has shemen, and that the shtei lechem has neither shemen nor levona. Where do we see this from psukim? And the Gemara is going to challenge that maybe some of these limudim are not so clear. We see we have a number of miutim to say, oh, we're excluding this one from shemen, we're excluding that one from Levona. So the Gemara is going to challenge, maybe we should exclude a different one from Shemen or a different one from Levona. And then the Mishnah Amud Beis is going to tell us that for a Minchas Chote, for example, that does not require Shemen or Levona, the halacha is that you're chayiv separately for putting Shemen and Levona on. But there's a difference, the Mishnah is going to tell us. Once you put Shemen on, it's possible. There's nothing you could do. When you put Levona on, you could always pick it out. You could take out the Levona and it could still be kosher. So the Gemara is going to discuss, oh yeah, what if you very finely ground the Levona to the point that you cannot pick it out? So is that going to now be possible? Or do we say, no, Levona by definition is not going to possible, it's just usher to do. The Gemara is going to bring three rayos to try to resolve that issue. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that we have a braisa that teaches that a machshava psula will ruin a karban that has Levona on it. So the Gemara is going to have three explanations of why that would be the case. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to go through this shiurim. How much shemen? How much Levona? How much flour does it have to be for the shemen or the Levona to ruin it? So that's the basic outline of today's daf. Pretty straightforward today. So says the Mishnah, top of daf, Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Yesh tunos shemen ulevona. There are certain karbanos mincha that require shemen and levona. Shemen velo levona. There are those that require shemen but not levona. Levona velo shemen. Levona not shemen. And lo levona velo shemen. And those that require neither shemen nor levona. So here's the list. Ve'elu tunos shemen ulevona. The following require both shemen and levona. Minchas hasoles. A person says, I'm bringing a karban mincha. Takes a nedava. He's bringing a karban mincha. So he brings an isaron of soles and he brings shemen and he does belila. And he puts Levona on it, a regular classic Karban Mincha. Ve'hamachvas, if someone wants to bring a Karban Minchas, machvas. Ve'amar cheshes. Ve'ahachalos farakikin. So someone wants to bake his mincha in a machvas or in a marcheshes. Also, it's going to require shemen and levona, and chalos and rakikin. A person says, I'm bringing a minchas mafatan, or a mincha that you bake in the oven. So you either bring chalos or you bring rakikin. You bring, the Gemara is going to discuss how many of each, but there's a difference between chalos and rakikin. The way Rashi understands it is chalos are blulos bashemen. They're the oil gets mixed into the very to the ingredients. Rakikin are meshuchim bashemen, that you rub oil on the outer surface of it, and they are therefore considered two separate karbanos mincha. Some of the Rishonim understand that there's more of a difference, that rakikin are also flatter, as it sounds like, right? Rakikin we normally translate as like a wafer, whereas chalos are a little bit higher. Minchas kohanim, also a kohen that decides he's going to bring a karban mincha, needs shemen and levona, and the chiddush that a minchas kohanim might be any different is because minchas kohanim is kula kalil. The minchas kohanim, there's no shirayim that goes la'achila, whereas every other karban mincha, the shirayim get eaten. Minchas kohen mashiach, the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol that he brings every single day. Minchas ovid kochavim and minchas noshim, the mincha that's offered by a guy or by an isha, also requires shemen and levona. Karen Ora wonders about this, what the chiddush of that is. A woman brings a regular karban mincha, a guy also. Once you tell me that a guy is allowed to be misnadev to bring a karban mincha, so why would we think it's any different than any other karban mincha? Achronim aren't really sure. They don't really have a good resolution to that. Why the Mishnah has to single out that if a woman or a guy brings a karban mincha, that it's just a normal karban mincha. Of course it's a normal karban mincha. And minchas ha'omer. And the final one on the list of that which brings both shemen and levona is the minchas ha'omer that's brought on the second day of Pesach. All of those minachos require shemen and levona. But minchas nesachim to neshem vein to nelevona. A minchas nesachim that's brought together with a zevach requires shemen, but not levona. Lechem apanim to levona vein to shemen. The lechem apanim has levona not literally on the lechem, but it is in these bezichei levona, the shnei bezichei levona that you're mesader on the shulchan together with the lechem apanim. So it's considered part of the same karban. So it requires that levona, but does not require shemen. Shtei alechem that we bring on Chag HaShavuos, Minchas Chote, and Mincha of a Chote, an Ani, who's Chayv a Karban Olav Yarev, and therefore brings a Karban Mincha, or Minchas Knaos, or the Minchas Knaos that a Sota brings, ain't to Unin Lo Shemen Velo Levona. Those are unique Karbanos in that they do not require Shemen, nor do they require Levona. So we had mentioned that a Mafatanur of Chalos, or a Minchas Mafatanur of Rikikin, both of those were mentioned in our Mishnah as something that requires both Shemen and Levona. So says Gemara Amar of Papa, Kol Hecha Detanan Eser Tanan. Wherever you say you're bringing a type of Karban Mincha, it means 10 loaves of it. If you're going to bring a Minchas Mafatanur, and you want to know, what should it be? Should it be Chalos? Should it be Rikikin? How many? One or the other, but 10 of them. Either 10 Chalos or 10 Rikikin. La Fuke mit Rabbi Shimon, and that's against Rabbi Shimon. Da Amar Mechza Chalos, Mechza Rikikin Yavi. Rabbi Shimon says, you can mix it and mix and match, meaning you need 10 in total, but it doesn't have to be 10 Chalos or 10 Rikikin. You can bring 5 Chalos and 5 Rikikin, and that equals 10. So Kamash Mulan Delo. So our Tan is telling us, not so, not like Rabbi Shimon. The Din Mafatanur is like any other Karban Mincha, just like by other Karban Mincha, you have to bring the right number, you have to bring 10 of the same time, so of the same type. So to Minchas Mafatanur, you have to bring either 10 chalos or 10 rikikin. Good, so now we go into how we know the different halachas that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, of which karbanos mincha require shemen and not levona, levona not shemen, neither, both, tanu rabbanan. So we have a braisa, the pasuk that darshan's a pasuk that it says by Minchas HaOmer. Remember, Minchas HaOmer was the last one on the list that requires both Shemen and Levona. So we know that Minchas HaOmer requires both. So whatever we're going to be Mema'it from Minchas HaOmer, we're going to be Mema'it from either Shemen or Levona. So says the Braisa, V'nasata Aleha Shemen, Pasuk says, when it comes to Minchas HaOmer, that you're Nasata Aleha, on it, on the Omer, you put Shemen. Sounds like there's a miut over here, that there's something else that you don't put Shemen on. And what's that something else? Below a lechem apanim shemen. There's no shemen on the lechem apanim. Why would I think there is? Sheyach v'alodinu. Because I might have made the following very simple kal v'chomer. Umam minchas nesachim she'enu tu'una levona tu'una shemen lechem apanim she'tu'una levona enu din she'tu'una shemen. That I would think that she'ton shemen. I would think that a minchas nesachim which does not require levona yet does require shemen. So apparently it's easier to be mechayiv in shemen than it is in levona. So lechem apanim which does require Levona all the more so should at least require shemen. Tamalomar aleha. That's why I need a miut in the pasuk that by the Minchas HaOmer it says you put shemen on the Minchas HaOmer and we darshan aleha shemen v'lo lechem apanim shemen. That you only put shemen on the Minchas HaOmer but not on the lechem apanim. The Santa aleha levona. The pasuk by Minchas HaOmer continues and says, oh, in addition to the shemen, you know what else you put? The Santa aleha levona. You put levona on the Minchas HaOmer. So we darshan again, aleha levona, v'lal minchas nesachim levona. Yes, you put levona on the minchas omer, but not on the minchas nesachim, not a carbon mincha that's brought together with the zevach. Why would I think that you do put levona on the minchas nesachim? Kal v'chomer, sheyach v'alodinu. I might have thought to make the reverse kal v'chomer of what we made before. Umma lechem apanim she'enu ton shemen ton levona. If lechem apanim, which we already learned, does not require shemen, yet does require levona, so minchas nesachim she'tuna shemen enu din she'tuna levona. Minchas nesachim that does require shemen, all the more so should require levona. That's why I need a pasuk. Tamal omer, aleha, aleha levona v'lo minchas nesachim levona. So essentially what we have is two drashos. Pasuk by Minchas HaOmer says you must have shemen and you must have levona by Minchas HaOmer, but when it says you must have shemen, it's telling me yes, only Minchas HaOmer, but not lechem apanim. When it says you have to have levona, yes, Minchas HaOmer requires levona, but not Minchas Nesachim. So the pasuk goes on to say that you put shemen levona, and then it says mincha hi. Now those words mincha hi seem to be extra because we already said in the pasuk that it's a karban mincha. So mincha. The rabbis mincha shmini. sheni lalavona. That's a ribuy in the pasuk, that on the eighth day of the miluim, when they brought a mincha that's belul b'shemen, they had to put lavona on it as well. The pasuk says explicitly that on the eighth day of the miluim, they brought a mincha that's belul b'shemen. So I already know that it's got to have shemen. So mincha tells me that it's got to have lavona as well. And he sounds like it's a miut lahotzi shtei alechem shlo yitanu lo shemen velo lavona. He tells me that a minchas shtei alechem requires neither shemen nor lavona. So all from the same pasuk by a carpet omer that tells me that you require both shemen and lavona. I see all four categories from that pasuk. I were able to darshan which minachos require only shemen, not lavona, namely the minchas nesachim. Only lavona, not shemen, namely the lechem apanim. Neither shemen nor lavona, namely the shtei alechem. So now we're going to go and say and analyze those drushos. Are these the only drushos to have been made? Meaning, what was so mukhrach? How did we know? You know, all the pasuk says is the word aleha. Aleha means it and not something else. But that something else could have been anything. We just naturally assumed when we say, oh, you put your shemen on it and not something else, that something else has to be the lechem apanim. Maybe it could have been one of the other korbanos mincha that we listed that should be excluded from shemen. So Amar Mar, Aleha shemen v'lo alechem apanim shemen. We made the drasha that yes, you put shemen on the minchas haomer, but not on the lechem apanim. Ema aleha shemen v'lo minchas kohanim shemen. Maybe lechem apanim should not have been our target to be mima'it from shemen. Maybe we should have said that a minchas kohanim should not require shemen. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that a mincha of a kohen does require shemen. So how do you know that we're excluding dafka lechem apanim and not the minchas kohanim? So the Gemara says, well, we have to see which one is more comparable to the minchas omer. So mistavra minchas kohanim havle the rabuye. It's more mistavra that the minchas kohanim should be like the minchas omer, in that it should have both shemen and lavona, because there are so many things that a minchas kohanim has in common with the minchas omer. That's why we don't want to exclude it. What are the things that it has in common? Shekein, let's count them. Whenever we go through commonalities and we say, oh, should we compare A to B or should we compare A to C? So normally the way the Gemara says, well, there are five comparisons between A and B and only four between A and C. Hani nefishi. So that's always the way the Gemara is going to work. So it's important when you see that the comparisons begin that you start counting them to see which one is going to have more comparisons. This is not going to play out like a regular sugya and shas in that regard. So what are the comparisons between minchas kohanim and the minchas haomer? Shekein isaron. By both of them, you bring an isaron of soles. Lechem apanim, it's not so. Lechem apanim, each chale is two esronim. And secondly, kli. You use a kli shares to knead the dough of both of these menachos. Lechem apanim is not miskadish until it goes into the tanur. And chutz, the kmitza, the haktara, are done outside of the heichal. Lechem apanim not so. The misadra on the shulchan, which is in the heichal, vitzura, both of them are kachim, where you get to eat it for one day and one night, and once that night passes, it becomes nosar, and it's pasul. Lechem apanim is natzah. Lechem apanim sits on the shulchan the entire week. Hagasha, by both of these korbanos mincha, both the minchas kohanim and the minchas haomer, there's a din of hagasha to the mizbeach. Like every mincha, lechem apanim, there is no din hagasha. The ishim, and by both of them, there's a part of the mincha that's burnt on the fire. With lechem apanim, there's no part that's burnt on the fire. It's entirely divided up amongst the kohanim eat it. Five commonalities between them, and that's why, since the minchas kohanim is similar to minchas omer in these five ways, it's not mistaver that we're going to say that it's different from minchas omer. The minchas omer gets shemer, but not minchas kohanim. No, there are five commonalities between minchas kohanim and minchas omer. You know what's different? Lechem apanim is different. Says Mara, is it? Adraba, lechem apanim avleh d'rabuye. I'll give you a list of commonalities between lechem apanim and the minchas haomer that should therefore tell you not to exclude lechem apanim from shemen. So let's see how many there are. Shekein tzibura, both lechem apanim and minchas haomer are karbanos tzibur. Minchas kohanim is a minchas yachid, is not a karban tzibur. Chova, both lechem apanim and minchas haomer are a chiv to bring them. It's not a nedava that you just volunteer on your own. Minchas kohanim is a nedava. Tamya that Minchas Omer and Lechem Aponim are Dochatuma, because Minchas Kohanim is not Dochatuma, because Korbanos Tzibur are Dochatuma. The Achil, the Shirayim of the Minchas Omer, the Shirayim of the Lechem Aponim, or the entire Lechem Aponim rather, get eaten, whereas the Minchas Kohanim is entirely burnt and is not eaten. Pigula, both the Minchas Omer, the Kometz is Matirit Ba'achila, the Lechem Aponim, the Bezicha, the Vonar, Matirit Ba'achila, so therefore, since there is a matir, there is a din of pigul. Minchas Kohanim has no matir because it's kula kalil, so there is no din of pigul. And b'shabata, the omer is brought even on Shabbos. Lechem Aponim is done on Shabbos. Minchas Kohanim is not burnt on Shabbos. So the number of dinim that we can compare Lechem Aponim to Minchas Omer is equal to the number of dinim that you have where you can compare Minchas Kohanim to Minchas Omer. So now the question is really a question. Why do we assume that when we say Minchas Omer gets Shemen, but Minchas Omer and not something else, that the not something else is Lechem Aponim? Maybe the not something else should be Minchas Kohanim. Says we're Mistavra Nefesh. Because by Minchas Sol, this pasuk says, V'nefesh ki sakriv karban mincha. And it says, V'yatzaka le'a Shemen. When a nefesh brings a karban mincha, there is Shemen. So any time we have to be mima'it something from Shemen, we'd rather it not be an individual's mincha. We'd rather be mima'it a karban tzibur from Shemen. So even though there are these five commonalities on this side, five on that side, the only one that matters is tzibur, right? If it's a karban tzibur, that we're willing to exclude from Shemen. But a karban yachid, like a minchas kohanim, we don't want to exclude from Shemen. And that answer is going to answer pretty much all of the drashas. That's going to come up another couple of times right here in this amud. Says Gemara Amar Mar, we then said drasha in the Braisa, Aleha levona v'lo minchas nesachim levona, that a karban omer gets levona, but only aleha, not on, and what we excluded was minchas nesachim. Says Gemara, how do you know to exclude minchas nesachim from levona? Ema aleha levona v'lo minchas Levona. Same kash we asked before about the Shemen. Maybe instead of excluding a Minchas Nesachim from Levona, we should exclude a Minchas Kohanim from Levona. Says, no, we have to be Marbe Minchas Kohanim because there are so many things that Minchas Kohanim have in common with the Karban Omer. And we already know them. Shekein, Isaron, Balul Belug. They're both made of an isaron of flour that's mixed with the lug shemen. Whereas the minchas nesachim, that it depends what kind of animal it's brought with. If it's brought with a keves, so it's an isaron with shlosh lugin. If it's brought with an ayil, it's shnei is esronim with four lugin. And if it's brought with a bakar, it's shlosha esronim with shisha lugin. But bottom line is, it's not the same as you have by minchas haomer and by minchas kohanim. And mugash, minchas kohanim, minchas omer have another thing in common, that they both require hagash al mizbeach. Minchas nesachim does not require hagash al mizbeach. And beglal etzem, minchas kohanim, minchas omer are independent korbanos. Minchas nesachim, by its very definition, is not an independent korban. It goes together with a zevach. So these are things that you see that the minchas kohanim have in common with Minchas HaOmer, and that's why Minchas Nesachim is on the outs. Minchas Nesachim is what does not require Levona. Says Rabbi Adraba, Minchas Nesachim Avle Rabuye. I'll give you a whole list of things that Minchas Nesachim have in common with Minchas HaOmer, and therefore to tell you that maybe the Minchas Nesachim should require Levona. Shekein Tzibura, the Minchas Nesachim is a carbon tzibur when it's brought together with a behema that's a carbon tzibur, like the carbon tamid. Minchas HaOmer is also a carbon tzibur. The itmi b'shabata, and minchas nesachim is a carbon because it's a carbon tzibur. When it's a carbon tzibur, it's a chiyuv to bring it, and it's done even b'tumah, and it's docha Shabbos. Minchas omer also is a chiyuv to bring. It's done even b'tumah. It's docha even Shabbos. Minchas kohanim is always a minchas yachid. It's not ba b'chova. It's not ba b'tumah. It's not docha Shabbos. So why is it that we specifically exclude from the requirement of Levona, we specifically exclude Minchas Nesachim and not Minchas Kohanim? Says Gemara, same answer as before. Mistavra nefesh. By Milcha Sol it says v'nefesh ki sakriv karban milcha, and it says and then when a nefesh brings a karban milcha, you put shemen and levona on it. V'nasan aleha levona. So you see that a minchas yachid requires levona. So aleha must be coming to be mima'it a minchas tzibur. So that's why minchas nesachim is excluded from levona. Then the Braisa said mincha l'rabos minchas shmini la levona. From the word mincha, we come to include mincha Shmini on the eighth day of the day of the Milum, and they bring a carbon mincha that's Belul B'Shemen, they put Levona on it as well. Ve'im Elahotzi. How do I know that that's a riboy? Maybe it's coming to tell me, you're right, it's about Mincha Shmini, but maybe it's coming to tell me that the Mincha Shmini does not require Levona. After all, the first two drashas we made from the Pasuk were Lahotzi, Menasan Aleha, Samta Aleha, so we said Aleha, V'lo Alecha Mapanim, Aleha, V'lo Al Minchas Nesachim, so maybe it's Lahotzi over here as well. So says Mar Haimai, Yam Bishlam L'Rabos Shapir. It would make a lot of sense if you're saying that it's coming to be Marbe Levona for Mincha Shmini, because there's a Hava Mina not to require Levona, because Minchas Shmini is a Mincha that was one time in the history of the Jewish people, that we had a Miluim where we had to establish the Mishkan. So as a one-time Karban, it does not follow the same patterns as Karbanos Ledoros. So there's a Hava Mina that it should be different. So I need a Reboy to tell me, no, let it be the same. Eliyamet Lahotzi, but if you're coming to exclude Mincha Shmini, Lamali, why do I need a Pasuk to exclude it? Shah Midoros Loyal Finan. I would never have a Havamina to require Levona in the first place. Where would I learn it from? I'm going to learn it from Mincha Somer. Mincha Somer is a carbon Ledoros that's brought every single year. So I would never learn a carbon that's only brought once in history from a carbon that's meant to be brought, Ledoros, that's brought every single year. So then the last drasha we had was, He lahotzi shtei alechem shlo yitanu lo shemen lo levona. When it says mincha he, the word he is a miut to exclude shtei alechem from both shemen and levona. Says Gemara again. How do you? Granted, he is an exclusion, but how do you know that it's an exclusion of shtei alechem? Ve'im lahotzi minchas kohanim. That's the one we always go to. Let's say we are excluding minchas kohanim. Well, mistabra minchas kohanim havle the rabuye. Now minchas kohanim is very similar to the karban omer in the sense that Chekein, Isaron, they both, the Karban Omer and Minchas Kohanim, require an Isaron of Solas, Kli, they both require Kli Sharis to knead the dough, Matzah, they're both, and all other Menachos, except for the Shei Alechem, really, are, and part of the Karban Todah, are all made from Matzah, Ve'etzem, they're both independent Karbanos, they don't come together with the Zevach, as opposed to the Shei Alechem, which comes together with the Zevach, because it comes together with the Kifsei Atzeres, Hagasha, both of them require Hagasha Lemezbeach, V'ishim, and they both get burnt on the fire. So that's why we want to compare specifically the shtei. That's why we want to compare the minchas. We want the minchas kohanim to be similar to the karban omer, and shtei alechem is on the outside. Shtei alechem is what we exclude. Says Mar Adrava. No, I could say the exact opposite. But shtei alechem avle l'rabuye, that we should include shtei alechem. Why? Shekein, because shtei alechem has a whole bunch of things that are comparable to minchas omer as well. In the fact that tzibur, they're both karban tzibur, chova, tamya, they're both brought betuma, da'achal, they're both eaten, pigula, there's a psul of pigul, that's no gaya to both of them, bishabata, they're both docha shabbos, matir, they're both matir something else, meaning the minchas omer is matir regular people to eat from tvua chadasha, and the shtei alechem is matir the new grain in the mikdash starting from shavuos. Tenufa, they both require the Kohen to wave it. Ba'aretz, they both have to be brought from grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael specifically. Bazman, there's a specific time you have to bring both the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. The Omer on the second day of Pesach, the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. And Chadash, and they both have to be brought from the new grain. Minchas Kohanim is a Karban Yachid. It's not a Chova. It's not Babatuma. It's not eaten. Machshevas Pigul will not passel it because it's Kula Kalil. There's no Matir for it, so therefore there's no Machshevas Pigul. It's not Docha Shabbos. It's not Matir or anything else. It does not require Tznufa. It comes even from Tvuas Chutz Laretz. It does not have a day that you have to bring it, and it's brought from old grain as well. So, Vahani Nefishin. And not only that, the Kasha is so much stronger. because the number of dinim that shtei alechem are comparable to Minchas HaOmer is greater than the number of dinim that you have the Minchas Kohanim is comparable to Minchas HaOmer. So don't tell me, oh no, Minchas Kohanim is going to be just like Minchas HaOmer because they have so many similarities, but shtei alechem is outside. Shtei alechem is not going to require Shemin Levona, even though Minchas HaOmer does, because it's not so similar. No, shtei alechem is more similar. It's got more similarities. Again, the Gemara's answer, same answer. Bistavra, nefesh. Whenever we're going to exclude something from Shemen and or Levona, it's always going to be that which is a carbon sibur that we're going to exclude. Because a carbon sibur, because when the Torah tells us about the requirement of Shemen and Levona, it uses the term nefesh, which implies that there's something about, even though there are carbon sibur that require one or the other or both, but there's something about a yachid and the connection to Shemen and Levona. So that's what emerges from all of the dinim in the Brisa. Fine, that is the end of sugya number one. Now sugya number two on today's daf. The Mishnah said that a minchas chote doesn't require shemen or levona. Not just doesn't require, it's asir to put shemen or levona on a minchas chote. So v'chayiv al shemen b'fnei atzma, v'chayiv al levona b'fnei atzma. You're chayiv for putting shemen, you're chayiv malchus, and you're chayiv a separate malchus for putting levona on a minchas chote. Nasan ala shemen, let's say you put shemen on a minchas chote, psala. Then you've passed it, you've ruined it. Levona, you put levona on it, you'll ketena. You could still make it kosher because you can pick it off. You could take it off. Nasan shemen al shireha. Let's say you put shemen not on the mincha before kmitza, but on the shirayim after you already did the kmitza. Eino over below sase. Then it's not a violation of a lo sase. Minchas Chinuch writes from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like you're not in violation of a lo sase, but it is some sort of iser. Right? Eino over below sase does not sound like a ringing endorsement of this behavior that you're supposed to put shemen. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Psulim Muktashin says it is a Lashon of Bidiyavet, but it's unclear where this iser even comes from. Sfasem says it could be that the iser is because the Torah asks is putting shemen and levona on minchas chote so that he shouldn't have a korban that's muhudar. So it's mistaver that the shirayim that gets eaten shouldn't be beautiful and shouldn't be something that's delicious and shouldn't be something that's all that's enhanced with shemen. So it's mistaver that there should be such an iser. But it's eino overblos hasei nasan kli al gabe kli. Let's say you don't pour shemen into the korban mincha. You take a cup of oil in the cup and just put it down in the kli that's already holding the carbon mincha. So lo psala, you didn't passel it. It's considered separate enough. They're in separate kelim, even though one is inside the other, it doesn't passel it. Okay, so we learned that if you put shemen on a mincha schote, it passels the mincha. Ein lo takana, there's no way to fix it. You put levona on a mincha schote, you could still fix it. How? Likut, you pick out the levona, just remove it, and then you'll fix it. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa as follows. By the mincha schote, it says lo yasim aleha shemen. The imsam pasal, don't put shemen, and we darshin. And if you do, then it's pasal. Yachal lo yitin aleha levona vim nasan pasal. Well, it says a very similar phrase lo yitin aleha levona. So I would naturally assume that if you do, it would pasal it as well. Tamal omer ki chatas. Pasuk says ki chatas, which tells me that even if you did, it's still called the chatas. And the fact that it's still called the chatas means it still has the power to be mechaper. Yachal af b'shemen. So you might think that the same should be true by shemen. Tamalomar, he. That's why it says chatas he. That only putting levona is still going to be called the chatas. Umari isa livsal b'shemen l'hachshir b'levona. So posla ani b'shemen, shef shal lokta. Umachshir ani b'levona, shef shal lokta. Why the difference between shemen and levona? Because shemen, you can't pull out anymore. So it's more mistaver that once you put shemen in, it's ruined forever. Levona, you could take out. So levona, once you put levona in, it's not necessarily going to be ruined forever. You're still going to be able to use it. So this is interesting because when it comes to shemen, we're saying you're not allowed to do it, and therefore if you did it, it passes it you did the aver of putting shemen in, so now the whole carbon is not going to be able to be mechaper. You do the aver of putting levona in, just because you did that avera, it's not necessarily going to passel the mitzvah. So the question is, in general, by Kalata Rukula, if you do some sort of avera in the context of a mitzvah, do we say, okay, that passels the mitzvah, you were therefore not mekayim the mitzvah? Or do we say, no, you did the averas, that's terrible, you shouldn't do averas, but you still did the mitzvah? So there's a discussion In the pasuk tells us vayimachanecha kadosh, and Chazal understand vayimachanecha kadosh means that you're not allowed to be mahar of Torah or debre kedusha in a place that's dirty, in a bathroom, makom hamatunaf, any smelly place, something like that. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Kriyashma that if a person says Kriyashma in a place that there might be tzoa and he didn't check the place in advance, and then after he said Kriyashma, he finds that in fact there are dirty diapers there or something. There's something that shouldn't be there, he has to say Kriyashma again. He's not even Yotzei Kriyashma. It's based on the Gemara in Mesechus Brachos. Zevach Rishayim Toeva. So his tefillah is a Toeva, his Kriyashma is a Toeva, all based on Karbanos, that a Karban of a Rasha is a Toeva. Prim Gadim Nishmas Adam have the suffix. Is that a Dindar Raisa or is that a Dindar Rabbanan? That you have to read Kriyashma again. Meaning, because you did an Avera in the context of your mitzvah, does that mean that there's no mitzvah even on a Daraisa level? And therefore you did zero, so you have to read Kriya Shema again, Midaraisa? Or no, we just want to punish you because you did something not right. So Midrabanan, we make a knas that you have to read Kriya Shema again. But not that it's Psul Daraisa. Let's say you're not sure if there was Tzoa there. You don't remember all the halachas of the distances, or you don't know if you should use Grach Noa Amos or Chazanish Amos. I don't know, you have some sort of suffix in halacha, how far removed you are from the Meiraglayim or the Tzoa, so you don't know if you should. So if it's a Din D'Oraisa, you have to read it against the Tzoa D'Oraisa L'Chumra. If it's a Din D'Rabbanan, then you would say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. So this whole issue of whether you're Yotzei a mitzvah when you did something be'isser, they bring a raya from our sugya. The Nishmas Adam, he brings a raya from our sugya. He says that when we pasul a mincha because you put Levona on it, it's because the pasuk says he, we darshin that it's li'ikuva, but without that pasuk we would not have passed the mitzvah just because it was done be'isser. Meaning that the raya is the raya is the other way. The raya from our sugi is that any time you do the mitzvah be'isser, it's not going to work. Why? Pasuk says lo yasim shemen on the minchas chote, and if you do, it's pasul. Pasuk says lo yitein levona, and if you do, you would think it should be pasul. Tamalomer ki chatos. That's why the pasuk says ki chatos. So what does Rashi say? That even if you put levona on, the Torah still calls it a chatos, so it's still mechaper. So you see, without a special drasha from the pasuk to be machshir a minchas chote that you put levona on, our natural assumption would have been that it's pasul. Why? Because he did it be'isser. So maybe you see from here that any time you do something be'isser, that it's going to be pasul. The Nishmas Adam rejects that raya. He says no. It could be we only passed the mincha that we only would have passed the mincha that has levona because it says in the pasuk he. And so we would darshan that it means li'ikuva. But without that pasuk, we never would have pasuled in the first place. So not so clear that you necessarily have a raya from our sugya, but you see this opens up a door to a whole different sugya, a broader sugya in Shas, about doing a mitzvah through some, not mitzvah abav avera, not a mitzvah that's enabled by an avera, but an avera in the context of an attempt at a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Okay, says the Gemara further now. So where are we? So boy Rabba bar Rav Huna me Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, that's where we are, right? Boy Rabba bar Rav Huna me Rabbi Yochanan. Nasan ala levona shchuka mahu. What if you take levona and you very finely grind it up to the point that you're not going to be able to pull it back out of the karb mincha? Now, does that passel it? Mishum de efsha lelakta vaha lo efsha lelakta. Do we assume that the whole reason that putting levona in the mincha schote did not passel it was because you could pull out the levona and over here you can't? It's so finely ground. Adil mishum de lomi bala vahanami lomi bala. Or is it that the levona does not get totally nivla in the solus? It doesn't get absorbed in the solus, and no matter how finely you grind it, doesn't get absorbed in the solus. It's still a dry entity, so it's separate from the solus. So Tashma, the Gemara says, we'll bring a raya. We're going to bring three rayas. Raya number one, ulavona yil katena. The Mishnah said explicitly, what do you do with the levona? Pick it out. Sounds like the whole reason that it's kosher is because you can pick it out. That's the only reason that it's in fact going to be kosher. So it says, well, nah, it's not right. Dumma chadavod kamar. Chadad lomi balav odil katana. Maybe the Mishnah is saying, well, obviously you know the metzius, that it's not balua in the flower. I don't even need to say that. But in addition to that, yil katana, you could pick it out. Tashema says, more a second raya. Machshar ani belavona. She'evshar lalokta. More explicit in the braisa. why is it that Lavona is kosher, that when you put the Lavona in Minchas Chote, it's still going to be kosher? Because it's possible to be Malakate. Hachanami Chadavod Kamar. Yeah, but that also could be Chadavod Kamar. It could be the Bryce is saying, yes, of course it's not Balua, plus it's possible to be Malakate. So my Havila, so how do we actually answer this question? What if you have very finely ground Lavona? Does it pass the Minchas Chote when you put it in? So the Gemara says, Amram Nachman Yitzchak, Tanya, Minchas Chote, Minchas Knos, Shanasana La Lavona, Malakit is a Lavona Kshera. A Minchas Chote, Minchas Knos, that you put Lavona in, you pick the Lavona out, and it's going to be kosher. Vim Achel, Aliket Lavona Sachisheva Leha, and if before you took the Lavona out, while the Lavona was still in the Minchas Chote, you had a Machshavas Psul, Bein Chutzlis Mano, Bein Chutzlis Mekomo. Whether your Machshava was about Chutzlis Mano to eat it beyond the Yom V'Layla, or it's chutzim kama teed outside the Azara, pasul vein bakaris. It's going to be pasul but not pigul. You're not going to be chayiv karis. Because any time a mincha is already pasul, it can't become pigul. Pigul, the yisod of pigul was, everything else has to be perfect in order for pigul to be chal. This minchas chote has got lavona in it right now. So it's not good right now. It's pasul right now. So there's no way that it could become pigul. V'mishalikit lavonas mechashiv ala chutzim komo pasul vein bakaris, chutzim manu pigul v'chevin bakaris. But if after you did the likut lavona, you took the lavona out, then you had your machshava. So if you had machshava chutzim komo, that's pasul vein bakaris. But machshava chutzis mana will be pigle. So from the fact that the Brisa says that so long as the Levona is there, it's possible, you see that the hechsher of the mincha is tali in taking the Levona out. It's in the presence of the Levona. So Levona that is ground up where you can't take it out, it would passel the mincha entirely. So the Brisa said that if you have machshava of on the mincha before you malakit the Levona, the mincha is going to become passel. So says Gemara, v'tave pach, so long as the Levona is on the mincha, why don't we consider it like a pach shemen spilled on the mincha, where the mincha is not roi lakrava, and a machshava that would pass would not, and a machshava psul is not, would not be chal on it at all. V'amai psal b'machshava. Why is the mincha pasul b'machshava? Dachlihu. Right now, this mincha is a zero, meaning when you have Levona in it, it can't be used. So why should any machshava have any effect on it? A machshava psula should not ruin it at all, because it's already ruined right now. Then when you take out the levon, everything should be fine. So it says, Amrabai chatos kari rachmana. The pasuk still calls it a chatos. So even though it has levona on the mincha, it's still called a chatos. So we see that it's still called a karban in some sense. Rava Amar, a different answer. Hamani chanana mitzrihi. The Brisa is following the sheet of chanana mitzri de lasli duchuyin. He doesn't hold of this concept of dichuy. That's something that was puzzled from the mizbeach, for the mitzvah, when you remove the psul, that it goes back to being kosher again. We don't say that once it was dachui, it cannot go back to being kosher again. Titania, where do we find Chanan HaMitzri holds this? When it comes to the Si'irei Yom HaKippurim, that the Si'ir LaHashem and Si'ir LaHazazel, so they got to be twins, right? They have to be, they go together, they go hand in hand. So Chanan HaMitzri Yomer, Chanan HaMitzri says a chiddush, that afilu dam bakos, even if you have the blood of the Si'ir HaPnimi, the Si'ir LaHashem, in a kos, ready to go, and then the Seer Hamishtaleach dies before you get to throw it off the cliff, we don't say that the dam that's in the kos is now invalidated, you have to spill it out, and you have to bring two new Seerim and start the whole process again. Rather, maybe Chaveru Shaloba Agralo Mezaviglo. Just find a new match for the Seer LaHashem and use that as the Seer LaZazel. So Ravashi Amar, the Gemara brings another answer, that you don't have to say the Brice is like Chanan HaMitzri, even according to the Chamim hold, the Svar of Dichoy, Kol Shabiyada, whenever you have the ability to remove the psul, so like the Levona that's sitting there on the Karban Mincha, Lo Avi Dachwe, we don't even consider that to be Dachwe in the first place, because it's just so easy, you could take care of it yourself. Amar Ravada Kavasi Ravashi Mistavra. It's most Mistavra like Ravashi. Deman Shamalei Disley Dichuyin. Who's the one that holds that the Svara of Dichuy? Rabbi Yehudahi. It's actually the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Ditnan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Yuma, again relating to the Seirim, Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda Nishvach Adam Yomus HaMishtaleach. The Rabbi Yehuda says if the dam spills out from the Seir LaHashem, then the Mishtaleach, Seir Mishtaleach has to die, and you got to bring two new ones, you got to do it all over again. Mesa Mishtaleach? If the Seir LaHazazel dies, you got to do the whole thing over again, spill out the dam, bring another two Seirim. So Rabbi Yehuda holds something that's nidche is not chozer l'achsheru, does not come back. But when you have the ability to fix the psul, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the very same Rabbi Yehuda says that kos haya mimale midamet harovus zrakas rigachas kenegad yisod. That what happens? Everyone's bringing carbon pesach and erev pesach. Kohanim are walking around knee deep in blood, and there's and you're hoping every single carbon got blood into a cup, and you poured it on the mizbeach. There must have been one that spilled on the floor. And if it's spilled on the floor, it's dachoy. It's no longer usable. But Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, right now it's dachoy, but you can fix it. How do you fix it? Take a kos, take from the tarovis of dam that's on the floor, and pour that on the mizbeach. So you see, the very Rabbi Yehuda who holds that which is dachoy when it comes to the se'irim, since you do not have the ability to fix it, is dachoy for good. There's no bringing it back. That very same Rabbi Yehuda will say, when it is biyado to fix, then we don't hold the svar of dichoy. Then we assume that it can be made kosher again, and it can be brought back. Okay, we'll pick up Ezra Shem from there tomorrow. Sure.